This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbi Sai Parshas Yisroi Heitav Shinayin Ches with the involvement of Ush and Yitzchak, our technicians, and the active live participation of Menagein of Klal Yisroel, of Yisroel Villega. Zok to Torah Akdoisha. Vayishma Yisroi Koyin Midian Chaisen Meshe is Kol HaShosa Lekim L'Moshe L'Yisroel Amoy. Ki Yitzi Hashem Es Yisroel Mimitzrayim. So of course one would think that Yisroel heard about Yitzi Es Mitzrayim. That's what caused them to join the ranks of Klal Yisroel. The Mechilta and the Gemara in Mesechta Zvachim and Avkufta Zayin Zogan Andersh. Thanks for participating, but you're wrong. Ma Shmua Shamu Vo Kriyas Yamsuf Umachemes Amalek. He heard about the incredible miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf. And then he heard about Machemes Amalek, which begs us to ask, why would Yisrael join the ranks of Klal Yisrael? Because you have Amalek, as we learned at the very end of Parshas Bishalach, Vayomer ki yod al keis ko milchamo l'Hashem b'Amalek midor dor, that Amalek is constantly chafing at the bit to destroy Klal Yisrael, jump into the ambati of the roiling waters and cool it off so that everybody could become an anti-Semite. Rishgoyim Amalek. Why would that cause Yisrael to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael? Is he an individual that likes pain? Is he a glutton for punishment? Aniv Afsioid? Amalek that believes that the mission in life is to destroy Klal Yisrael and take themselves down in the process? Chassam Sofer's insight is something that gives us an understanding as to what draws people to the Amal Yifchar. And there's actually someone that I know that became much closer to Hashem because of this vort of Chassam Sofer. Let's start by talking about Leket, Shikra, and Peya. Leket, Shikra, and Peya are discussed right in the middle of the Yamim Tovim. When the Torah in Parshas Emor starts to talk about Shavuos, they get a fault in Leket, Shikra, and Peya. But Leket, Shikra, and Peya have to do with Shavuos. Story of Rus, revolved, evolved out of the Leket Shikra Peya that she gleaned from the fields of Boyaz. But Vosepis in Mitten Bochaba, as they used to say in Tells, do we talk about Leket Shikra Peya? The Meshech Chochma says that when the Rabbeinu Shlom gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael alongside the Aseres HaDibris and the Torah and Zvachim, Menachis, Kochim, the Ran, the Rif, the Rishonim, the Acharonim, the Briskarov, Meshech Chochma says, Nimusim and Muskalim, they're unique to Klal Yisrael. Dafke Shvuas that highlights Kabbalah Satira, as Yisrael that highlights Kabbalah Satira, is all about Midas. It's all about the concept of doing Chesed. The Umos Ha'ilim also have Chesed. But chesed l'umim chatos, chesed of Iyuv, is all about giving and getting a thank you. The chesed of Avraham Avinu is backing away, getting no credit. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's leket shikra peya. You don't even administer it. You don't even distribute it. The aniyim come and they take the leket shikra peya on their own. You take a corner of the field and they take what they want. Anything that was dropped, anything that was forgotten, is theirs. You don't have bureaucracy, duplicate, triplicate, before you could fill out the form and get what you want. It's all about walking away. That's the ultimate chesed. has nothing to do with me. Give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to see momentarily that that's exactly what drew Yisrael to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael, to leave the riches of Midian and the power of his position and become rank and file with the Klal Yisrael that was going to spend 40 years sojourning in the desert with no food, no drink, heavenly provided. And what does it have to do with Mohammed Amalek? Listen closely. Zokt the Chassam Sofer. In Parshas Beshalach, Kriyas Yamsuf definitely proved the fact that Klal Yisrael was invincible under the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hashem was a Borei Umanik. He changed Teva. He split the sea, caused the Egyptian pursuers to drown, and save every man, woman, and child in Klal Yisrael in miraculous fashion that the whole world saw. Chil Ochaz Yishvei Peloshes. Oz Nivalu Ve'edayim. The giants of Edom, the Alufim, the generals, they all trembled because every body of water split. Hashem is involved with Klal Yisrael. But there's something else that happened at the advent of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's what Klal Yisrael did not do. It's what forced them into the sea. Klal Yisrael is stuck between a rock and a hard place. You got the churning sea in front of them, and the 600 chariot drivers of Parai pursuing them, ki'ish echad, say Chazal. Believe echad ki'ish echad. One intention that formed them into one cohesive unit to massacre every last woman, man, and child of Klal Yisrael. Okay, I got it. But there were 600 of them and 3 million of us. 600,000 males from the ages of 20 and 60, 3 million men, women, and children. Why don't they just turn around and take down the Mitzvah? Take them out. Why didn't they rebel? Why didn't they lift up a sword? Okay, you want to tell me that the Egyptian chariot drivers were seasoned warriors against 3 million people? They would have lost a couple, but they would have been decimated by 3 million. An onslaught of 3 million. Says the Chassam Sofer, two words are the hallmark of the tyrant of Klal Yisrael. Hakoras HaTov. There was no way that they could go ahead and bite the hand that fed them, albeit they were slaves, but the Mitzrayim harbored them for 210 years, fed them, nourished them, clothed them, housed them. How were they going to kill the ones that provided their host country? So Mamela, in an unbelievable display of Mesiras Nefesh for Midas Taveis, left the Egyptians alone. Frech Sam Sofer. Maybe they're weak-kneed warriors. Maybe they have a slave mentality. Maybe they're terrified of their overseers. You know, during World War II, the Nazis diabolically lured the Jews into the transports, into the ghettos, into the concentration camps. And there was barbed wires, and there was the gas chambers and the crematoriums, electrified fences, but Lamaisa, there were many Jews. They were terrified. Maybe the Jews couldn't fight back because they had a slave mentality. Unlike Korban Europa, where they didn't have a chance. But here they could have fought back. But maybe they couldn't. They just couldn't because innately they didn't have the koyach. Melchemes Amalek proved they were warriors. Melchemes Amalek proved that they can attack with superior forces and destroy the enemy. That means they were not weak-kneed warriors. They were a powerful force to reckon with. Why didn't they fight the Egyptians? Because of Hakoras HaTov. Mashmua Shama Uba, Melchemes Amalek, and Kriyas Yamsuf. Because together they proved the midas of Klal Yisrael, Nimusin HaMuskalin, the extraordinary angel-like character of the Yam HaNivcha, the chosen nation. Melchemes Amalek proved they could go to war. Kriyas Yamsuf proved that they had the ability to put down the sword. That's the hallmark of a real warrior. When to fight, when not to fight, when to be a kanoi, when not to be a kanoi. So Parashas Yisroel of Kabbalah Satera begins with Klal Yisroel displaying incredible Hakara Satev, the hallmark of every Jew. That's what we call Yehudi. Yehudi Ana. I'm a Jew. I have Hakara Satev. Fine. So we understand how Yisroel is joined to Klal Yisroel for this reason. Let me tell you, this carries itself out directly into the Torah HaKdoshah as well, into Kabbalah HaTorah as well. The Torah tells us in Kapitel Chof, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah HaKdoshah, right before Kabbalah HaTorah, the Torah, Vayidaber Elohim Eizko Hadvarim Ha'ele Leimor. Now this seems to be an introduction to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to teach us Torah. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, given over by Hashem. Vayidaber Elokim Eizko Hadvarim Ha'ele Leimor. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It seems to be a preamble, but it's not just a statement of introduction. According to Rashi, this pasuk teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke all of these words, saying the Torah is indicating that Klal Yisrael didn't just hear the Aseres HaDvarim, the Aseres HaDibrois, the Ten Commandments, individually, but they were presented simultaneously. The Aseres HaDibrois were given over at the same time, with one mimer, in one utterance. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, lo yilcha l'mecher malponoi. Lo yisignoiv, lo yisirtzach. Klal Yisrael heard it stereo with one utterance. One word, kol ha-terah kula, was given. That's the pshat v'yidaber Elokim. It's kol ha-dvorim ha-ele le'mor. One word. Why did the Aseres HaDibrois have to be given over in one word? You want to retain, you're a mechanech, you're a pedagogue, and you have to make sure that you give it over simply, stylistically, build on it. They understand the first sentence, you go to the second sentence. You build knowledge. You don't just teach Kol HaTorah Kula. According to Rav Sadia Gaon, all of the Torah was given the Aseres HaDibrois, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just give the Ten Commandments in one word. He gave the entire Torah in one word. Aren't there major points that have to be digested? Shouldn't there be a dramatic pause? Make a statement. Have them understand it. Chazer it. Review it. Internalize it. And then you can present the next thing. In a well-planned lesson, part of the lesson plan is how the educator is much more effective by explaining things piecemeal, not throwing all the information at you. He's the teacher of Torah to master the contents of the Aseres HaDibrois and Kol HaTorah Kula. Why in one word? That's the answer. The Torah has to be given as a unified whole. The kasha is the teretz. Why in one word? Because the Torah is one word. Why all unified? Because everything is unified. Because every one of the 613 mitzvahs, protoseo v'choloseo, is misinai, given by Melech Malchi Amlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one word, unified. Klal Yisrael has to absorb the contents of the Aseres HaDibrois. They have to absorb the contents of Kol HaTorah Kula. They have to know every halacha, every detail. Shmira Shabbos, Zechira Shabbos, Lamites Malachas, all the Torahs. The application in every generation. Every prat has to be reviewed and learned. But the total objective is one integral unit of the entire Torah. By presenting the Aseres HaDibrois and Kol HaTorah Kula all at once, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching an eternal lesson. He's impressing upon Klal Yisrael that the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah are not a conglomerate of unrelated divine directives, but a single, holy, integrated entity. And I would take it a step further. Who's it given to? It's given to the Aman Nivchar. It's given to 600,000 males between the ages of 20 and 60. How many letters in the Torah? 600,000. Be'erach. And the Zohar Kodesh says every yid is one letter or part of a letter. There's a unity not just of the Torah, but of the Mekabli HaTorah. Yisrael V'Raisa Kachabrichu Chadu. One Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave the one single Torah to Klal Yisrael. And they all heard it together as one. 3 million men, women, and children. And they all heard it at the same time, simultaneously, with every single component of every mitzvah heard as one word. Thus is the Pshat in Hillel. Vazokt Hillel. You have the ger, the potential ger. He wants to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael. Zokt Hillel. You know what Hillel was saying? Was saying the entire Torah is v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha, because every mitzvah contains every other mitzvah. V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha is kol ha-Torah kula. Zokta svasemes, ein mukdum ucha ba-Torah. That's the same yisoid, because the Torah is one unit. There's no such thing as something coming before or after, historically, chronologically. It's all one unit. It's the Torah HaKadosha. The entire Torah has no apparent order because it's all presented as one, at one time. So the order is not significant. That's the Pshat Ein Mugdum Uchab HaTorah. Vazokt Min Shabbos by davening. Ato Echad. V'shimcha echad, u'mi kamcha Yisrael ge'echad b'aretz. Ata, you Rabbeinu Shalom, you're one. V'shimcha echad, your name, the name of the Rabbeinu Shalom is personified in the Torah HaKadosha. That's the Shem Hashem. U'mi kamcha Yisrael ge'echad b'aretz. Who's like Klal Yisrael, one nation? The unity of the Torah, the uniqueness and complete oneness of Klal Yisrael, uniqueness and complete achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the giver of the Torah. Ata echad v'shimcha echad mikamcha Yisrael ge'echad b'aretz. As Shabbos wanes and we daven mincha, which is a microcosm ein olam haba, we echo these sentiments and we daven for a time of ata echad v'shimcha echad mikamcha Yisrael ge'echad b'aretz. Shema Yisrael Hashem echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem olikeinu Hashem echad. Rabbi said, this is so important. We have people that are Bible critics. Could you imagine such a zach? The Torah is given by Melech Malchim Hamloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they give a critique to the Torah. Zobab Tanaya Pshat, Anaya Deher. We don't have any Chiddush in the world. Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. It's all in the Torah HaKadosh. There may be things that we have not yet revealed to understand the Torah HaKadosha. But the Torah is all one. B'ksav, Torah Shebal Peh, the Rishonim, the Acharonim, the Amoroyim, the Tanoim, the Nevi'im, it's all one. It was given at one time to one people by the Rabbeinu Shalom. And there can be no wiggle room. You can't be an empirical Jew and say, God and I are one, but caveat emptor, buyer beware. You walk into my shop, loy signoiv, loy sirtzach. It's just as important as zocher as yom haShabbos lekachay, because in zocher contains loy sirtzach. In amnechi Hashem loy kecha, loy sachmoy. The aseres hadibros from beginning to end—that's what we're being taught. Was said with one dibur, with one mimer. How could you say all these words with one word? Because they are indivisible. There is no disconnect between anything of the Torah. And that's how we have to learn to keep the Torah. Everybody has certain areas they're outstanding in. You know what the tachlis of the Memches Dvarim Shatari Niknes Bahem? 48 ways the Torah is acquired. You're kind of the Torah. Each one of these ways is independent and interconnected. You see, the idea is, let's say you have a natural hankering for chesed. Perfect that midah. And then don't just perfect one midah, but perfect the concept of perfection and bring it to another area. You have a problem with your temper. You spend a long time working on the midah of savlonus, of patience. And you divest yourself of any vestige of kas, of anger. What's a kas milipcha? Gevaldik, you ring the bell, victory. Now take that perfection and apply it to emes. And take the perfection of emes and deal with anova, modesty. And uproot any sense of arrogance. Yiddishkeit is a world of perfection. But lahavdil elof alfe alof mavdolos ush, it's like the game of golf. It takes an hour to learn, I'm told, and a lifetime to master. So we got kol ha-teira kula b'dibur echod. As I state the pasuk, v'idaber lekim eis kol ha-dvorim o'eila leimor. Zot Rashi, melamed shakorosh boruch hu, sh'oma kodosh boruch hu aseres ha-dibris b'dibur echod. Mashi efsha lo'odom lo'imarkein. So it says again, Anoichi, he's chayzer again. They answered, Lamar, hain, hain, everything he said. But there was one fantastic moment when all of Klal Yisrael and all of the Torah was transmitted by the one and only Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's what we have to strive for. We have to strive for perfection in all facets of the Torah. We know that if chas v'shalom, Ahal b'kaifa is also a kaifa. Ahal b'kaifa is also a b'kaifa. If a person is kaifa in one mitzvah, one avera, he's kaifa in kol ha-Torah kula. What do you mean? He's keeping 612. That's not the Torah. That's probably why the Torah cannot be given to the Umay Sailam. Edom said, I love the Torah except for Loi Sirtzach. Yishmael said, the Torah is the greatest thing to live by. I accept the Torah except for Loi Sikdai. By creating that exception, they couldn't accept. Because acceptance means total acceptance. Acceptance means to subordinate yourself to the mastering of the Torah. To kol ha-Torah kula and everything the Rebbeinu Shalom represents. Abay Sai, we're on that way. We're traveling along that path. Try to create perfection in your life. In Midas, that's what attracted Yisrael, Mashmo Hashem Oba. Melchemes Amalek, the fact that Klal Yisrael wouldn't pick up a sword against the Mitzrim, Al Tzakoras HaTov, but they can annihilate Amalek. Kriyas Yamsuf, the unique nature of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mishana Teva, Bayru Manik, to save his people, the Amanifchar. The Zekeli Vanveu, the one Shira that we all sang, which is the purpose of Kriyas Yamsuf, to unite Klal Yisrael as one, to accept the one Torah by the one Rebbeinu Shalom at one time. But continuing this legacy, this living legacy of the Aman Nivchor, to constantly shore up the breaches in our society, in our people, and to recognize that every year is Halik, every year is a Halik in the Torah, will be Zechet HaKabbalah HaTorah Amitis, will be Zechet B'Siyat HaRishmaya, to the greatest Simcha by being Mekabel Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Merev Yameinu. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.